Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we are joined today by Nate Haveman. He is a junior at Pella Christian High School who has come to KNIA KRLS through a program at Pella Christian. Nate, can you explain to us what this program is?
Yeah, this is called Winterim. It's the beginning of our second semester. Juniors and seniors go to internships basically across Pella, Knoxville, and Oskaloosa area. And then freshmen and sophomores take classes at Pella Christian to help them explore what they can do and the abilities that they have.
This is your first year doing the internship, right?
Yep, this is my first year, and I'm doing it at KNIA to help with sports broadcasting.
So is that a career path that you're interested in at this point?
At this point, it'd probably be my number one choice. This is a great way to get a little taste of what the real life is.
Can you explain to us what you've been doing here at the station?
What I've been doing is I've been just shadowing Corey Hauser around and doing some voice audio and cuts like that and help writing stories. And it's been a lot of fun and been really eye-opening to me.
You're just watching what the guys do when they're running the board and doing their interviews. Have you gone to any games with them?
Yeah, I went with Chris to the North Polk PCM game, and that was a great experience for me. Watch and help set up all the stuff, get the phone set up, and really interesting to see how a game goes. It's almost like a production with all the parts that have to be done.
Lots of equipment, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So how long does the program last?
It's just about a week and a half thing to just start off the second semester. It's awesome. It's okay. Great.
Did you choose KNIA KRLS, or did the teachers say, hey, this is a good...
The student chooses everything. The teachers are helpers. The student, you figure out what you want to be, what you want to do. You contact them, ask if you can get an internship there. Then you go back to your teacher or your mentor, and you say, I've got such and such lined up. I'm going to show up at this time every day, wear this, and then that's how it goes.
Okay. So some pretty real-life experiences for you.
Yeah, the goal is to get a real-life experience, yep, to get into the workforce.
Make the contacts, send in your application, kind of like getting a job, show up on time.
Yep.
So after you graduate, where do you plan to go?
Right now I'm looking at Northwestern in Orange City. It's a smaller NAIA school. I have a little bit of family there, and I have connections there, and so that's what I'm looking for right now.
Okay. And broadcast journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What have you learned while you've been here?
One thing that I've really learned is that you have to be quick on your feet. You have to be able to adjust with the flow. If something's not right, you got to be able to quickly enter either a song or an ad or just talk on the radio for a little bit. That's really been something that I didn't expect, so to speak. I mean, I knew that there was a little bit of quick thinking, but it's a real life thing when it comes on the radio and you have to get in a certain time limit or something like that.
Do you feel like you work well under pressure?
Yeah, I like that. It forces me to do something.
It's not an office job.
No, definitely not.
Well, very good. Are you nervous to be on the air?
Yeah, I'd say I'm a little bit nervous. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you don't know how you sound, and so I think that's a little bit nervous, but...
Thousands of listeners out there going, hey, who's this kid? He's new. So do you plan on any other internships? What do you think you want to do next year?
Our teacher encourages us to explore. And so I might talk to a bigger radio station, like, because this is a more local, which I wanted to start with. Because this is probably what I would like to do when I grow up, is not the big stuff, but just smaller towns and get used to the teams and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so next year I might look to a bigger station, like a nationwide station, and see if I can get into something like that.
So you could potentially travel outside of Iowa for your internship.
Oh,
okay.
Yep.
Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
Winterim's a great thing. If there's any businesses listening, encourage students to come internship with you. It's a great experience for everyone, and it's awesome. I'm glad Pell Christian has decided to do this.
Yeah, that's a great program. Well, we're very happy to have you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Nate Haveman, Jr. with Pella Christian High School, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.